Silent Majority's Pirate Podcast, episode number 154, coming to you live from San Francisco, California, with your host, Scrap Money.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Silent Majority's Pirate Podcast. That's right, we are back once again with an awesome two-part series that we're going to do here, exposing things in the underground, exposing the truth, and basically everything that's cool. I am the host, Scrap Huntington, and we are here in the most amazing, most excellent, most triumphant city in all of the United States of America, San Francisco, California. The place where you can find anything, anywhere, at any time. And it's pretty rad. So, just a couple real quick updates here. The show must go on. I know it's been a little bit too long since the last episode, but I promise I'm going to make it up to you guys. Hey, do I ever not? So, here's what's going on. Just in a couple of real quick little blurbs here with lots of background noise in the background. Yay! I'm sure everyone has heard by now about the Batman shooting. Ooh. Just a couple of real quick little points about this. Something that really pisses me off. It's fucking bullshit. It's a total staged government psyop, bunch of bullshit. Are you fucking kidding me? You know, if you don't know anything about it, which, you know, unless you live in a cave, is pretty much not gonna happen. This guy, James Holmes, supposedly came into a theater in Aurora, Colorado, shot up a bunch of people with an automatic rifle in full SWAT gear. Yeah, right. Where the fuck does he get full SWAT gear? He's like, you know, an out-of-work, in-debt, broke-ass fucking college student. Where does he get all that stuff? Where does he get the money for it? I mean, a full flak suit, you know, bulletproof gear, SWAT gear, probably cost, I don't know, $15,000, $10,000? Like, that shit's is fucking expensive, dude. So, that to me alone is bullshit. ABC News was reporting that his mother said that she knew he was the shooter and all this stuff, and which is a total fucking lie. She actually told the news that she didn't know he was the shooter. But hey, that's what news does. And people like Edwin Brown over there at ABC in LA, when I spoke to him earlier today, he was basically just like, hey, we don't care. We don't give a shit. Yep, I sure did. I called up ABC News this morning as I'm enjoying my lovely Irish breakfast at my local San Francisco Irish pub. And, you know, I just wanted him to maybe say, oh, hey, you know, we made a mistake, or we got some of the facts mixed up. You know, something happened in the process. Nope. You call him up, and you're like, hey, I need to speak to somebody because the news that you've been reporting is fake. And the retarded intern girl was laughing, like giggling, like, hee-hee-hee, fake news, hee-hee, it's so funny that we lie to millions of people, hee-hee-hee. So I spoke to Edwin Brown, and he was basically just like, oh, so you're not from a real radio show, huh? Like, guys, what you're listening to right now, I don't know if you knew this, but this is, it's fake. It's not real. It doesn't exist. What you're listening to right now is a figment of your imagination. It is not real. Just like, Obama said, you know, you didn't build that, you had some help. Maybe I'll try to find that clip and put it in here.
If you've been successful, you didn't get there on your own. You didn't get there on your own. I'm always struck by people who think, well, it must be because I was just so smart. There are a lot of smart people out there. It must be because I worked harder than everybody else. Let me tell you something. There are a whole bunch of hardworking people out there. If you were successful, somebody along the line gave you some help. There was a great teacher somewhere in your life. Somebody helped to create this unbelievable American system that we had that allowed you to thrive. Somebody invested in roads and bridges. If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Yeah, so awesome President Obama and his bullshit saying, hey, you know, you started a business. No, you didn't do that. You had help. That's right. Big Brother helps you, the government. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll speak to a small business owner and he can tell me all about the taxes. Hey, in fact, there's a business that just shut down right down the street from me called Big Al's. It was like a deli sandwich coffee shop. Who shut down because the taxes were so goddamn high for him, he couldn't fucking pay his bills. Yay! That must mean the government helped him, right? Up is down, the sun is green, left is right, and according to Edwin Brown, you're not listening to a real radio show. It's pretend. So, ABC News, a bunch of douchebag pieces of garbage, filth, New World Order, bootlicking cowards who report to you fake, false news, get the facts made up, and then they report them to you. I think they just sit down and they're like, let's see, what really happened? Well, we're going to change this and change that. And, oh yeah, all the witness statements? Well, we're not actually going to read the real ones that say there was multiple people in there shooting. You know, we're just going to report that it was this crazy kid all whacked out on psychotropic drugs, even though it stinks to high heaven and all the facts don't really add up or make sense. Yay! ABC News! Woo! Make sure you listen to them if you want imaginary news. You want to talk about something that's not real. Anything that they say is pretty much fake bullshit. So, today's episode is actually going to be one of two parts. And it's going to be on transhumanism and life extension technologies. And you're like, hey, what the hell are you talking about? Transhumanism? That sounds like some stupid garbage. I don't even know what that means. Well, I'm gonna tell you what it means. Transhumanism, as abbreviated, for H or H+, is an international, intellectual, and cultural movement that affirms the possibility and desirability, ooh, it's desirable, of fundamentally transforming the human condition. They do this by developing and making widely available technologies to eliminate aging and greatly enhance human intellectual, physical, and psychological capacities. Transhumanist thinkers study the potential and benefits of emerging technologies that could overcome fundamental human limitations. They predict that human beings may eventually be able to transform themselves. That's right. Transform themselves into beings with greatly expanded abilities. This is called post-human. Let's see. What can we extract from this little lovely, dangerous, disgusting idea? So, if you don't know, people in the world actually think that through technology, they can become a tier higher than humanity. And, you know, you see this kind of shit on, like, movies and television shows and sci-fi channel and, you know, remember Johnny Mnemonic? I've got, like 8 gigabytes of data in my head. I can't get it out, dude. Whoa. That was my Keanu Reeves impression. Whoa. Anyway, you've seen this kind of stuff in movies and TV and shows and all this kind of preview almost to what transhumanism is about. Human augmentation, cyborgs, cybernetics, brain augmentations. The worst part is that it's not just made up, like Edwin Brown might want you to think. It's actual shit that these writers and these movie producers and TV show producers and book authors have read about from transhumanist documents and books and handbooks and published white papers, PhD theses. It's absolutely ridiculous when you think about the desire for them to want to change people. Maybe you're familiar with an animated cartoon called Ghost in the Shell. And in this animated cartoon, the whole world is basically, you know, half human, half cyborgs. Some are completely cybernetic. Some humans have, like, brain augmentations. It's totally normal. And this is what transhumanism believes, is that they're taking these technologies that they have completely available to them, like nanotechnology, life extension technologies, bioengineering, gene therapy, all this kind of stuff, and these particular people, these elite of the world, the bankers, the eugenicists, the people that control everything in this world, because they're royalty by blood or heritage or whatever in some distant ancient future where they, you know, had sex with little boys in their kingdom. like Edwin Brown. Fuck that guy. There's some lame-ass background noise going on here in the studio. I think they're vacuuming the carpets outside. So, that's not good. So, someone needs to go out there and tell them to shut the hell up. No, that seemed to work, actually. Maybe they're listening to the show as we speak. Anyway. I hate those distractions, because then you totally lose your point. You're recording a radio show, and you're like, I don't remember what I'm talking about, because some douchebag wants to vacuum the floors at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Anyway, like I was saying, people actually believe that, you know, they're going to separate themselves from the lower caste of life. Life extension technology, nanotechnology, and transhuman ideals isn't for everyone. It's only for the intellectual elite. It's only for the rich, you know. These people, like I said before, they think they're royalty, so they're a totally different breed of human than the rest of us swine. They honestly think and believe that they're going to transmogrify into a better and more sophisticated type of human being through transhumanism. And there's actually a transhumanist magazine that's available, and anyone can subscribe to it because they don't know any better, really. It's called H+. And in this magazine, they talk about, all the time, transhumanist ideals and technologies. And, you know, the second part of this show is actually going to be about those technologies and life extension. The rest of this part of the show is basically just me going to be telling you about some of the crazy motherfuckers that are involved in this. These people are not just scientists. These people literally take transhumanism as a religion. And I've done a couple of papers that I've published about how science is really just another globalist religion. Now, when I say that, people are going to be, "Oh my God, you think science is a religion? What is wrong with you? Oh my God, science is always right. Science has never been wrong about anything. Oh my God, you're as fake as Edwin Brown says you are." I'm going to give out that guy's phone number here in a second. That's what I'm going to do. Actually, I'm gonna find Edwin Brown's phone number. If you guys are listening and you decide that you want to call Edwin Brown and tell him that you listen to a fake radio show, that would be really cool. Let's find his number just real quick. Let's see, what is Edwin Brown's number? Edwin Brown's number is area code 818-863-7777. And you're going to get an intern, so you need to tell the intern that you want to speak to Edwin Brown and tell him that you listen to a fake radio show and that you know his news reporting is all fake. Anyway, back to the subject at hand. These people think of transhumanism as a futurist religion. And science is as much of a religious rigor as Christianity or Judaism or Islam. They are so obsessed with the ideals of science that they sometimes won't just admit that they're wrong, even when the facts are presented to them. Like carbon dating, for example. I mean, carbon dating is proven to be inaccurate by millions of fucking years, like 20 years ago. They were like, "Nah, this doesn't really work." And they're just like, "Nope, it works. It works." Or maybe the scientific rigor of global warming. And they're like, "Oh, well, the Earth isn't really getting hotter, so we're just going to call it climate change." And you're like, "That doesn't make sense either." "Well, it raised a degree." And you're like, "Ooh, it raised what? 1.2 degrees in the last 10 years? Oh my God, you're right. Global warming is happening. Are you fucking kidding me? Get the fuck out of here." So, like I was saying before, I published a couple of papers about how scientists actually, you know, think of science in the same way that a person views their religion. They have a belief system in their scientific process and can never do any wrong. And no matter how much you try to prove it, if you go against anything that the science has to say, "Oh, well, they have all these excuses. You're a crackpot. Oh, well, that person doesn't know what he's talking about." And they won't listen to reason. So people that are into transhumanism are very, like, sociopathic, and they honestly can't take being wrong. They think their ideas, their way of life, their thoughts and views on the world are the correct views. Kind of like a religion. Now, I'm a Christian, I love Jesus Christ, even though I swear like a sailor and I'm not a very good one. I have no problem admitting that. However, you have to understand that the fundamentalist ideals can't be applied to science, because science isn't a faith. It's not something you can just blindly believe in. It's supposed to be based on facts. Right? So when something is proven wrong, or ridiculous or dangerous. It's not the same set of rules that you have in religion. Also, religion doesn't necessarily affect your everyday life. But people with brain augmentations controlling the world, as crazy as that sounds, well, they're fucking nuts. They really want to use it to oppress people. And this just kind of goes with eugenics. And most of the people that are transhumanists and admit that they believe in transhumanists and fund transhumanism, people like Bill Gates, for example, they're also self-confessed eugenicists. For example, a really famous transhumanist eugenics thinker is Dr. Eric Pianka. And Dr. Eric Pianka works as a, I guess if you want to call him a biologist, at the Texas A&M, which is a pretty prestigious school. And this guy, which you can go look up for yourself, wrote a paper, a published paper, about how humans are scum and how viruses need to wipe out humans and we're a plague to the earth. And it's all this, like, globalist, oh, Mother Earth kind of bullshit where humans are some sort of evil parasite on Mother Earth and we need to be cleansed and only certain humans with this idea, you know, and philosophy, again, taking science as a religious cult, you know, into consideration. Oh, only us scientists who understand this should be allowed to live. And he's a fucking nutcase. And he's one of these kind of fucking people that are into transhumanism. And it's a person that's teaching major microbiology at a prestigious university. So this fucking schizoid is teaching your children, you know, oh, well, humans are a plague and a virus to Mother Earth and blah, blah, blah. And he knows better. He's indoctrinating them, you know, to think that there's some sort of lower case, that they're, you know, a problem or... And that's... God, that's the biggest bunch of bullshit. And that's why I hate this futurist, post-humanity transhumanism. And it needs to be exposed because the people that come up with this, they hate you. You, the listener, right now, if you're listening to this, they want to kill you. And they're doing it. They don't like you. They think you're subhuman. They think you're below them. They want you to die. And they want to take all this cognitive technology like nanotech and brain augmentation, which they do. If you take 10 seconds and look up brain augmentations, you can find all kinds of things, even where they experiment on mental retards, where they put small rice-sized microcontrollers inside of your brain's neural networks, and they can control people's brain and actually improve their IQ by 20 or 30 points, taking, you know, a kid with Down syndrome and making him, you know, almost like a functionable human being. A little catatonic, but... And this kind of stuff exists. It's not a joke. So, let's look up and give you a couple of good examples of transhumanists. So, probably the most famous transhumanist is Bill Gates. And we all know the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is a eugenics front. They've had countless doctors and whistleblowers come out who worked for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation say things like, hey, we know that we're giving people HIV virus in Africa. And then, you know, they magically disappear after going public and going on radio shows, and they're never heard from again. Aubrey de Grey is maybe one of the smartest scientists in the entire world, who is what you call a genealogist, or a person who basically studies aging, who's one of the leading minds in anti-aging and life extension technologies as a transhumanist. let's just list off a couple of them, and then you can go look them up for yourself. Alvin Troffler, Peter Thiel, that should ring a bell. Cory Doctorow, Charles Stross, Eric Drexler, Bruce Sterling, Danny Hills. Let's see, who else is a good one? Ray Kurzweil. That's a familiar name that should strike fear in your hearts. I mean, these are people who honestly believe, you know, that we're scum, they're better than us, and that we should basically lie down and die through things like, you know, vaccination and fluoride in your water and all the wonderful, wonderful things that transhumanist philosophy and eugenics kind of coincide with. And these are, you know, doctors, philosophers, theoretical physicists, people that really believe in this stuff. It's going to be a lot more interesting in the next episode, because we're going to go over life extension technologies and how exactly transhumanists think that they're going to separate themselves from us, the normal, average, everyday Joe. It's really a sick and twisted, bizarre, mentally defunct belief system, you know, and it's another reason why I wrote those papers about how science, honestly, is a globalist religion. Now, to kind of separate those two, we're not talking about basic science. We're not talking about, you know, the study of human bones or the study of plants or, you know what I mean, like basic, obvious scientific thing. This is more on a higher scale level of theoretical mathematicians and physicists, you know, nuclear scientists. Sorry, I'm trying to like read two things at once. These people are the kind of psychotic, sociopathic people that think that their Harvard or Oxford education has brought them to a different level than you and me. And that's fucking bullshit. And I don't agree with that. And I think transhumanist people are absolutely fucking nuts. So that's pretty much going to be what I'm going to talk about for this show. What transhumanism is, it's the belief system that through technologies that they'll become a different type of human being, that the people like you and me are lower than them, because the people that support this transhumanist, most of them believe that they are descendants from royalty, and that obviously royalty is better than regular people, which also is bullshit. So just with those kind of things, I really want to encourage people out there, go out and do a little homework for yourself, you know? If you get bored, you got some downtime, instead of getting on Facebook and looking at people's retarded comments over and over and over, no, fuck that. Get upset and go research and find out what's going on. I mean, these people are controlling the world. They control science. They control everything in your everyday life, and they hate you and want to kill you. And for some reason, I think that would be pretty interesting to learn about, you know? Not, you know, who's winning in the Olympics or, you know, what's going on TV or, you know, oh, the newest True Blood came out. Oh my God. Oh, let me sit. And if you listen to the last episode, which is TV makes you stupid, you can kind of understand. There's a really, really good documentary. It's called The Age of Transitions. And if you're curious about this, if you want to know, dude, go check out this documentary. It just reveals the conspiratorial history on how the supposed elite society has promoted eugenics to cleanse the human population of undesirables, through, hey, Charles Darwin's ideas. Yay, Charles Darwin, fuck you. You know, the same wealthy families that continue today to use mass media and education and influencing governments to program can condition you and me into accepting a controlled society. And transhumanism is just another word for eugenics. They see the world where humans integrate with machines and computer technology to enhance, you know, their intellectual and physical attributes and, you know, extend their life, basically, because they know when they die, that's all it is, and they're going to hell. You know, the documentary is really cool. It also kind of outlines, like, the global strategic trends, you know, which predicts, like, the next 20, 30 years, the assimilations of humans and machines is inevitable. And anyone who opposes the transition into a scientific technocracy, you know, will be the outcasts or someone seen as complete retards. Fuck that. I don't agree with it, and that's pretty much it. You can support the show, yay, by going to cafepress.com/SM, as in silent majority shit, and you can buy t-shirts and stickers and buttons and all kinds of fun, cool silent majority gas mask logo items and paraphernalia. Also, you can email the show at silentmajority@mindless.com, and we'll read your stuff on the air, yay, about anything you want to, any questions or any facts, anything you want to point out, we will read it, good or bad. I might make fun of you if you say something stupid, but, oh well, deal with it. But I encourage you to write in anyway. You can check out the Silent Majority blog at silentmajority27.blogspot.com. We do have a Facebook, which is Silent Majority, facebook.com/smpunks. And the same goes for Twitter. You can follow us, all our tweets, all our anti-New World Order tweets, and things about cool underground stuff at SM Silent Majority. That stands for punks. So, once again, I am your host, Scrappy Huntington, bringing you the truth. And I hope you can keep your pants dry. Until next week, I'll see you later.